जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। गोपी जन वल्लभ जीवी वरद हारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ जीवी वरद हारी। यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यमुना चीरा वनचारी, move this over to here so it's not in the way of his picture. Okay. Yamuna tira vanachari, Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihari, Gopi Janna Vallabha Giri Varad Hari, Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana, Yamuna Tira Vanachari, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare, thank you.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaman Iti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarane Trinadapi Sunichena Taror Iva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Harinama 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 Eva Kivalam Kalo Nastyeva 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 Gatir Anyata Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. First of all, I want to give you all a big hug because Santiago is my favorite place on earth. And I love all the devotees here in Santiago. So, I opened, what is that? Music from downstairs. Ah, all right. Jai, we make do. We'll use it as background music. So I always open my preaching with those mantras. First, I offer my respects to my spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. He accepted me as his disciple in April of 1974. And then he gave me the second or Brahminical initiation in September of 1975. But in 1973... is when I gave him my heart. To me, that's the real initiation. When you give your heart and soul to the person who you accept as the representative of God. The spiritual master is the representative of God. God is in everyone's heart. But because we are conditioned, it is not possible for us to visualize the super soul directly. Therefore, Krishna manifests the super soul in the form of the spiritual master. The super soul, Krishna's expansion as super soul, is there to guide us back home, back to Godhead. Originally, we were with Krishna in the spiritual kingdom. But somehow or other, inconceivably, we wanted to enjoy separate from Krishna, independent. And therefore, we come to this material world, whether it be Santiago or Los Angeles. We have come here because we desired to enjoy separate and independent from Krishna. Even though we rejected Krishna, Krishna does not reject us. And therefore, as soon as we come to the material world, Krishna accompanies us in every birth as Paramatma, Super Soul. So Krishna has been with us all along. When we had an animal body, he was there with us in that form. When we had the body of a demigod, he was in our heart. Now we are humans, and Krishna is there in our hearts. And we learn from the Bhagavad Gita, Anumanta hi upadrashta. The super soul has two functions. He oversees, he witnesses, and he sanctions or permits. Nobody can do anything unless it's sanctioned by Krishna in the heart. Still, we would like, or it would be great, if we could actually contact the super soul directly. That's why the super soul manifests as the spiritual master. And the spiritual master, his job is to deliver you by means of transcendental knowledge how to return back to Krishna. Just like in olden days, and maybe even currently, they have what is called a marriage maker. And he takes this girl and he takes this boy and arranges. Maybe it's a family relative. And they arrange. Matchmaker. Nowadays they're doing it online in America. Maybe they have it here. Match.com and all these different things. I think there's Deshi something you can find. Yeah, yes. Even ISKCON has something like that. An ISKCON site. So the spiritual master, he's like that. He guides you and brings you, reconnects you with Krishna. Because originally, that's where we were. We were with Krishna. So his job is to reconnect you. So the spiritual master is the most important person in your life because he's the one that is delivering you. He's the one that's arranging so that you go back to Godhead. So very important. It's very important to select a bona fide spiritual master, somebody who can actually do the job, somebody who is authorized, somebody who is a spiritual master is somebody who you want to show all respect because of their great position of spiritual knowledge and personal spiritual advancement. You want to select that spiritual master whom you can surrender to. You don't surrender to an equal. You want to find somebody who is superior to you. So the spiritual master should be somebody who you have no doubt this person is a superior personality. And I can see that he's representing Krishna in my heart, because he doesn't speak anything other than what Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. The spiritual master does not say, surrender to me. Krishna says, surrender to me. The spiritual master says, surrender to Krishna, not to me. Very important. Spiritual master is representative. Spiritual master never claims that he himself is God. Any spiritual master who says he's God, right away you know, bogus, not authorized. No. He can say he's representative of God. That's okay. That he should be able to say. So, my spiritual master was given an instruction by his spiritual master to spread the message of Bhagavad Gita all over the world. And we see ISKCON since 1966 has been doing that, trying to spread the message of Krishna throughout the world. Here we are in this remote part of the world known as Santiago, Chile. A lot of you are from India. From India to here, thousands of miles. You're thousands of miles away from your homeland. And yet, Krishna is here. Bhagavad Gita is here. And here we are doing a program about Krishna. This is the beauty of what is called the Sankirtan movement. So then I chanted the very important verse by Lord Chaitanya that what is the key to spiritual life? What is the key? The key is humility. That's the key. Even in the Bhagavad Gita, in chapter 13, Krishna outlines 18, 19 items of knowledge. The first item of knowledge, humility. If you want to learn something, you have to humble yourself to the teacher. So in spiritual life, Lord Chaitanya teaches us, always maintain humility, meekness, tolerance, give all respects to others. Why? Because Krishna is in everyone's heart. So if Krishna is in your heart, I have to respect you. I can't neglect anyone, because no matter who they are, Krishna is in their heart. And you've heard me say, I know, but I'll say it again. Lord Shiva, the greatest of the devotees, he told his wife, Sati. At that time, Durga was known as Sati. Lord Shiva said, I don't pay obeisances to the person who is identifying with that body. No. I pay obeisances to Krishna in that person's body. That is the key. So there's no problem in offering respects to anyone and everyone. Why? Say somebody is not a nice person. That's okay. Krishna is still in his heart. I can still offer my respects to Krishna in that person's heart. What happens to me as a result? Free from envy. I remain free. That other person, he may do so many things, but at least I am clean in my heart. I'm offering respects to Krishna in everyone's heart. Then I chanted the verse that Lord Chaitanya was instructed. When Lord Chaitanya received the Hare Krishna mantra from his guru gave him many instructions. One of those instructions was Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare, three times. Because in the Vedic culture, for emphasis, something is repeated three times. Just like you may tell your son, hey, don't do that. Don't do that. Three times is sufficient to make it clear that it's not to be done. So three times, Hare Nama, the holy name of God. And then three times, Nastieva, Nastieva, Nastieva. Why? Because generally there are three processes other than bhakti, other than surrender. Karma, jnana, and yoga. In Kali Yuga, fruitive activities will not give you salvation. Mental speculation, the jnana process, no liberation by then. And yoga other than bhakti. All the other yogas, no. Not in Kali Yuga. You cannot achieve perfection in Kali Yuga by karmakand, jnanakand, or meditation. No, not in Kali Yuga. Only Hare Nam, the holy name of God. Now, as a side note, sometimes people do not like a particular name of Krishna. What name of Krishna do a lot of people don't like? Who knows the name I'm thinking of? Anybody know the name they don't like? No. Hari. No, but why some people don't like it? That is the question. Because they think, oh, if I chant the name of Hari, he's going to take everything away from me. I know. I have seen in temples, people standing in front of the murti, the kirtan is going on, their lips are like this. They're afraid because they think, oh, if I chant Krishna's name, if I chant Hari or He, He'll take away everything. But that is a misunderstanding. If Krishna as Hari takes anything away from you, He's taking away that thing which is preventing you from returning to Him. That's what He's taking away. He's taking away your impediments, your unnecessary attachments. Because those are the things that are preventing you from getting back to Krishna. So, how does a real devotee think? A real devotee thinks, Krishna did not answer my prayer. That meant Krishna saw that it was not good for me. I wanted something. I was praying for something. Krishna didn't give me. That means Krishna saw that it would not be good for me. Therefore, the devotee is very peaceful. Some people are not like that. They worship Krishna. Krishna doesn't give them what they want. Okay, I'm not worshiping Krishna anymore. I'm going to worship Shiva. Now, if Shiva doesn't give me, then I'm going to worship Ganesh. I will find somebody. I know people like this. Trust me, I've met them. Not you. Not you. People in Santiago are good. But I have met people like this. But the devotee of Krishna has that attitude. Krishna did not give me what I wanted, means it was not good for me. In this way, the devotee is detached, and the devotee is always peaceful because he's dependent on Krishna. It's just like with anyone who has children. Your children, because they're inexperienced, they sometimes don't know what's good for them. But you as parents, you know very well. No, but you cannot have that, beta. Now the child cannot understand, right? The child is crying and screaming. Ah, ah, ah. But as the parent, you know, no, because you know better. That's the way Krishna treats us. We're His little children. So when Krishna doesn't give us what we want, just remember, we're little children. We really don't know what's good. We think we know, just like the child thinks. The child saw something on TV and immediately wants it. But mommy and daddy can say, this is nonsense. No, you're not going to get it. So for a lot of things, Krishna says, what you want is nonsense. I'm not giving you that. And also, Krishna does not give something if He knows you're going to come back after 5 minutes and ask for something more. As if Krishna is some kind of credit card. Okay, now I want this. Okay, thank you, Krishna. Now, Krishna, I want... As Prabhupada says, Krishna is not an order supplier. He's not Amazon.com. Do you have Amazon.com here? Yeah. You can go on Amazon.com and buy anything you want. Krishna is not Amazon.com. Krishna gives you what you need, not what you want. That's something that I've been personally experienced since 2007. Krishna gives me what I need, what I want. I want this. Krishna says, no, you don't need that. You just need this. So I chanted my introductory mantras. Then I chanted Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. That is the Panchatattva Mahamantra. Why do we chant that? We chant that mantra to become free from offenses. As soon as we are free from offenses, then we can properly chant and taste the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. The reason that we do not relish, because this Hare Krishna Mahamantra is the sweetest of sweets. There's nothing sweeter than this name, Krishna. But right now, we don't really properly appreciate it. So that is because we're committing an offense. But by chanting Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, we gradually become free from offenses. And when you're free from offense, you'll be like Lord Chaitanya. You'll be intoxicated by chanting the holy name of Krishna. This is the real intoxication. And it's free. It's there. You can chant Krishna's name at any time. So I opened with this song, Jai Radha Madhav. So, Radha. Everybody say Radha. Radha Rani, she has this name because she has shown that she worships Krishna the best of anyone. The night of the Rasa dance, when Krishna was dancing with so many thousands of gopis, Krishna disappeared from the gopis and Radharani took him deeper into the forest because they were in the forest of Vrindavan. All the other gopis he left, but he left with Radharani. So all the other gopis said, aha, acha. That gopi who went with Krishna must have worshipped him better than us. And therefore that name Radha is there. You are the founder acharya of my coming to Santiago. You will always have a special place in my heart. Hare Krishna. No matter what you do, I will always love you. Do we all love Lavin, Lakshman?
Yes,
Jai. I have to embarrass you. I have to do that. How you are doing? There's one more brother missing. Hare Krishna. Was that?
He's busy in Maya.
No, he's not in Maya. He's not in Maya. Hare Krishna. Yes, I remember you from last time. Hare Bol. Good. So, Madhava. Everybody say.
Madhava.
That wasn't everybody. Madhava. Everybody.
Madhava.
1, 2, 3.
Madhava.
Thank you very much. So Madhava means that Krishna is the husband of the goddess of fortune. So, we learn from Srimad Bhagavatam that Krishna expands himself. He expands himself as Narayan and all the Vishnu Narayan forms. And just as Krishna expands, Radha also expands. Radha expands as the gopis. They're all her expansions. She expands as the queens of Dwaraka. And Radha expands as all the Lakshmis. Lakshmi is the wife of Narayan. So if Krishna is the origin of Narayan, it stands to reason that Krishna is the husband of the goddess of fortune. And since the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, expands from Radharani, she is the original Lakshmi. Actually, the mantra is Sarva Lakshmi, meaning all the Lakshmis are there in Radharani. Just as, if you read again in the Bhagavatam, how when Krishna appeared 5,000 years ago in his original Krishna form, it is described all the avatars were in the body of Krishna. All of them. Any incarnation of Krishna was inside the body of Krishna. He could manifest at any time. When he killed the demons, the demon was actually killed by a Narayan portion of Krishna. So as Krishna expands, Radharani expands. Therefore, Radha Madhava, that Krishna is the husband of the goddess of fortune. Now, if you were to go to Vrindavan, where would you look for Krishna? You would look where it says here, Kunja Bihari, in the groves of Vrindavan. Because every night, Krishna is dancing with Radharani and the gopis. And they do it like nighttime. Maybe I told you, I will say it again. When Krishna comes home from taking care of the cows all day, when the sun is setting, Krishna returns home. Nanda Maharaj is on top of a tower waiting for Krishna to come. When Nanda from the tower sees Krishna and all the cowherd boys and calves are coming, Nanda comes down to greet Krishna. And when Krishna enters Vrindavan, all the gopis, everybody's there. And then Krishna takes his bath, and there's a big, big supper. In breakfast time, Krishna just eats a little bit. Mother Yashoda has to force Krishna to eat. He's not hungry. Even though Mother Yashoda and the gopis make a big breakfast, Krishna gives most of it to his friend Madhu Mangal, because Krishna is not hungry. In daytime, his mother sends a lunch, but when he comes home at night, he's hungry. And they have big prasad, just like we're going to have after the Abhishek. Everybody is going to do Abhishek tonight, thanks to the mercy of Naresh. And where's our pujari? Where did he go? Ramakeli. Special program tonight. Very nice. So there's a big supper. And then after supper, there's a darshan. And everybody comes to see Krishna in the evening. But at a certain point, Yashoda comes. All right, go home now. Go. Krishna has to go to bed. It's late. Go home. Everybody get out. So when everybody leaves, Yashoda tucks Krishna into bed. Yashoda doesn't know that there's another door. There's two doors in Krishna's room. The other door, Krishna has put something there so it doesn't lock. When Yashoda tucks in Krishna, she locks the door. But she doesn't know about the other door that Krishna has left open. So when everybody's asleep, when it's midnight, when everybody's asleep, Krishna gets up and sneaks out that door which he left open. Your drum is here, sir. Come get your weapon. Krishna sneaks out the door. As soon as he steps out the door, the land of Vrindavan transports him to the pre-designated spot where Radha and the gopis have designated, tonight we're meeting here. Because there's so many different groves in Vrindavan. And they all have a different color and characteristic that's far out. Unbelievable, all these different groves. Some are golden, this and that, and they have all different. So every night, the pastimes are going on in a select grove, which Radha and the gopis determine. So the land of Vrindavan takes Krishna and immediately takes him to that spot. So every night, Krishna is dancing with Radharani and the gopis. Therefore, he is called Gopi Jana Vallabha. Everybody say. Krishna is the lover of not only Radharani, but all the gopis, because I said all the gopis are Radha's expansions. Somebody may say, why does Krishna dance with all the gopis? And that is because it makes the dancing with Krishna more exalted. All the different gopis represent a different aspect of Radharani. So when Krishna is dancing with Radharani and the gopis, he is tasting completely all the different aspects of spiritual bliss. Because Radharani and the gopis represent Hladini, the spiritual pleasure potency. Yes, there is pleasure in spiritual life. The gross materialist is unaware of this. The gross materialist only thinks that there's material pleasure, eating, sex, like that. He's unaware that there's a spiritual pleasure. And that spiritual pleasure, Krishna and the gopis, they are tasting unlimited. That's why it's called Ananda. Everybody say.
Ananda.
Yes. Unlimited happiness that is increasing at every moment. Then Giri Varadhari. Everybody say.
Giri Varadhari.
Yes. One of Krishna's most famous pastimes. He lifted the Govardhan Hill at the age of 7. Just holding it up with the little pinky of his left hand. He was 7 years old. For 7 days, he held the hill. Because Indra wanted to devastate Vrindavan, so he was sending all these different storms and big raindrops the size of an elephant trunk. Can you imagine? A raindrop the size of an elephant trunk. Cold, freezing winds and rains. So Krishna has to protect the residents of Vrindavan. So he did that by lifting Govardhan Hill. That is Krishna. He reciprocates with his devotees. It's not a one-sided deal. I am God, just worship me. You're not going to get anything back. Just worship me. No. Krishna is that kind of God where he reciprocates. As he says in Bhagavad Gita, as you surrender to me, I reciprocate. You, your family, have been seeing that now. In the past so many years. The things you have told me over the years and recent things, you are living proof of this verse of Bhagavad Gita. Just a year or two ago, you made a firm, honest statement of surrender to Krishna. Do you remember? Was it at your house? I think, no. Sunam's house, I think. Was that Sunam's house? Remember what I'm talking about? When you did that, that showed Krishna that you were sincere and serious. Now look what's happened now. Look with not only you, your whole family. This is wonderful. I'm so happy, I'm almost crying. And you remember? Terremoto? Prabhuji, Krishna, Krishna. You came and got us. Right, thank you. Krishna said, you, right, you came to get me and Sakshi? Yes. That, when you said that, Krishna saved us, that was pure chanting. Because you were chanting out of nothing but ecstasy. Krishna saved us. That's exactly what we read in the Krishna book. So many times, the cowherd boys, the cowherd men, Krishna saves them. One time there was a forest fire. All the cowherd boys and cows were going to be destroyed. What did Krishna do? Swallowed the fire. And the cows were crying to Krishna. The cowherd boys were crying, save us. Nanda Maharaj was being swallowed by a serpent. And he prayed to his son. Who asked for their 7-year-old son to save them? Are you going to ask your son to save you if you're being attacked? Right? No. But Nanda Maharaj did. He was being swallowed by a serpent. He immediately, Krishna, save me. 7-year-old son, save me. And Krishna saved him. Giri Varadhari. This pastime reminds us how Krishna will protect his devotees. Yashoda Nandana. Krishna is very, very happy to be the son of Mother Yashoda. In the Bhagavatam it says, Vimukti. And it says, Shukadeva Goswami says, what Yashoda has got is greater than what Lord Shiva has, greater than what Lord Brahma has, greater than what Lakshmi has. That's what Shukadeva Goswami says. Vimukti, a very special kind of blessing. What is that blessing? She gets to be Krishna's mother eternally. She gets to be Krishna's mother. You have children. You have children. That relationship between you and your child, that's special. Nobody else can have that. What you have with your son, that's yours. Nobody can take that away. The relationship is, so what to speak? Yashoda gets to have that relationship, mother relationship with Krishna. Vraja Jana Ranjana, everybody say. He not only gives pleasure to the gopis, but to all the inhabitants of Vrindavan. Not just the humans, even the animals, especially what animals? Cows. It says that there's, for Krishna, each cow has a name, and Krishna calls the name of the cow. Wow. And they know that Krishna is calling them. Even inanimate objects in Vrindavan, Krishna is giving pleasure. The grass. When Krishna is walking in the grass of Vrindavan, the grass of Vrindavan is thinking, oh, Krishna is walking over me. Because in Vrindavan, everything is conscious. Conscious. This seat is not conscious. Otherwise, it would say, hey, look at fatto, would you get off me? You're breaking my back here. But it's not conscious. But in the spiritual world, everything is conscious. Even supposed inanimate objects is conscious. So Krishna is the delighter, Ranjana. And then lastly, Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Everybody say? Yamuna Tiri. So he's wandering there. He's wandering throughout the forest along the banks of the Yamuna, because after they dance the Rasa dance, they're a little exhausted. They take a dip in the Yamuna at midnight, a midnight dip, and they play games. You know what they do? The gopis start to splash Krishna. You know how you play in the like this? So thousands of gopis are splashing Krishna like this. And Krishna is trying to capture them and pull them down into the water. So they're playing water sports. And the gopis are thousands are splashing Krishna. This is just a glimpse of what is going on in the spiritual world every day for eternity. And Prabhupada says, we can become a gopi jana. We can become a vraja jana. We can enter all these pastimes. All you have to do is want to. If you want to, then you can do it. If you want to, that means you're willing to do whatever it takes to do it. Say, you want to, just like me, I want to come to Santiago twice a year. So I have to do more than want it. I have to do whatever it takes to make it happen. I'm not a mystic yogi. I want to go to Santiago. No. I have to do whatever it takes so that it happens. So we should be willing to do whatever it takes to become a gopi jana or a vraja jana. And just right now, like you see Sanam, she's got her hand and her beads. That's how you do it. By chanting the Maha Mantra, everybody,